It will be,
goes up to 10?
Yeah, but it, right? So, if you find there about a Dover Shehinah Mesuyam,
right, but Dover Shehinah Mesuyam.
But didn't you say before that that's, that a Dover Shehinah Mesuyam is just less than 10 if it's just a Rav, and above 10 it's just out of the reach?
What's that? Let's say it's in the Karmelis. No, he means a Dover Mesuyam in the Karmelis.
You have an object that's a Dover Mesuyam in the Karmelis.
Right. You have the wall of a Karmelis. Right.
The wall of a Karmelis.
It could just be like an omelet, though, right?
It could be anything, right. So you have a brick in the Karmelis. You throw it and it hits the side of the brick. So higher than 10 Tfachim is not considered in the Karmelis. Right? Higher than 10 Tfachim is not considered in the Karmelis. Okay. Go ahead. I guess you see, continue. But Dover Mesuyam.
Thought you would escape.
We don't want to see him. Go on Rosh Amud, Vagav Vena.
Okay, so now, so Rashi's saying up to this point, he's saying, what's that? Up to this point, he's saying that Ad Yud is a Karmelis, that's the Avir. That's the Avir. Now, what's the case of Avir? Right? So Rashi says the case of Avir is on a Dover She'ena Mesuyam, like the face of a brick. Right? But, so that's the halacha. In that case, you have the halacha of Ad Yud Havi Karmelis. But if you have a Dover Mesuyam, Kigon Rosh Amud, the Gav Levena, the top of a pillar, or the top of a brick, the back of a brick. Right, go ahead.
Lake of Ukmi. It's not.
It's a difficult. The whole thing. Something troubles me. This whole thing that. They're trying to. It's a strange statement. It's a difficult statement, right? That it's Tofesis Adasara. Tofesis Adasara is trying to understand what is Tofesis Adasara. So the simplest shot is the first half of Rashi. That it just extends 10 tefachim off of the. Off of the ground of the Karmelis, right? Karmelis extends 10 tefachim off of the above the ground. Okay, but the Gemara never really fully explains. The Gemara never fully explains it either, right? It just says my tofesta asara the ad yud hu davi Karmelis, right? Lamala mi yud tefachim lo havi Karmelis. So could it also possibly be talking about an object in its own right? Right?
What does that mean?
Like an omud. The dimensions of the object itself. Right? That's what Rashi is trying to prove. Rashi is trying to prove that it can't be talking about an omud. Or the top of a brick. It must exclusively be talking about the avir of the Karmelis. Right? As opposed to saying maybe it also means you have a brick that's higher than 10 tefachim. Under 10 tefachim it's a Karmelis. Higher than 10 tefachim it's not a Karmelis. Right?
Hmm. We're saying that Rashi was saying it would still be even though it was.
No, so Rashi saying that can't be what it's talking. It can't be talking about a Dover Mesuyam at all. It must completely be talking about Avir, which would only be Dover She'ena Mesuyam.
So Dover Mesuyam would still be Karmelis.
No, we have to see. Go ahead. So now you're going to say, so what would be the case of a Dover Mesuyam? Go ahead. D'i
isbe. D'i isbe arba.
So if the Amud, now let's go through the cases. If the Amud is Dalet al Dalet, right, then what?
It's Pasha.
That what?
That it's, it's not, that
the Lamala Measara.
The Lamala Measara, that more than 10 lo have a kramas, kind of kramas. So, Yulu Amud versus Rabim versus the Yachidhu.
Okay. So where is this Amud? Where is this Amud?
In Rosh Hashanah.
In a Karmelis,
I guess it's in a Karmelis, right?
Yeah.
Because
right.
Hmm? Even if it was in Rosh Hashanah, it would be the Amud would be Rosh Hashanah.
Mm-hmm.
So what's he saying? That if it can't be talking about an Amud, can't be saying that the top of an Amud up to 10 Tfachim is a Karmelis. Can't be saying that if you have a platform that's Dalet al Dalet, you have an Amud. That Dalet al Dalet, it can't be saying that if it's less than 10 Tfachim, the Amud is a Karmelis. Right? And if it's higher, it's not a Karmelis. Because that we would not need. We wouldn't need the Gemara to tell us. We wouldn't need Rav Sheshes to inform us that after 10 Tfachim, it's not a Karmelis. Why? Because that's Pashut. That's Pashut. Why? Because even if the Amud was in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it would be a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So it can't be that what?
That it's
what?
You're learning out, it's not Karmelis.
It can't be that that's what he's coming to teach
right.
us.
Right.
I mean, it is true, though.
Right.
Or is he saying that was? Or is he saying it's not true? Because what Rav Sheshes would be saying is it's a Makom Petur higher than 10.
even
that
with him.
Well, what's his statement? What does his statement mean? Tofesus
Adasar. We never said that above 10 in the Kamlus is Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it is Makom Petur.
But he's saying there's no Chiddush in telling you that.
Right.
There's no Chiddush in telling you what happens to an Amud after 10 Tfachim.
Exactly.
Because we know it's Vadai, what? A Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
It's by Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it's by Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Does that mean
and
that
therefore, in a Karmelis, what would it be?
Would it also be Rosh Hashanah Yachid, or just be
Karmelis? It would seem so.
Right.
Right?
Rosh
Hashanah
Yachid.
It's what? Rosh Hashanah
Yachid.
So it's not that it's... And if it was under 10, it would be a Karmelis.
Right.
So it's true that it's Tofesus Adasara on the Amud too, right?
Right.
But it's Pashut, he's saying.
Yeah.
Because we already know this din from the dinim of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. No. From the dinim of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, we know this. We know that after 10 from the Amud is not a Karmelis.
Right.
Right?
Right.
There's nothing new by Karmelis to tell us. Right, even without his statement, we would know that an Amud that's 10 Tfachim high is not a Karmelis.
Yeah.
Because we already have the definition of Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
Right?
Okay.
V'idu leis be'arba ulumate me'asara mehavi Karmelis.
Mehavi Karmelis. So if it's not... So let's say you can't be talking about an Amud that's Dalet al Dalet. Because that'll fall under the category of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and there's no need to tell us that it's not a Karmelis, because that's the Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
How do you ask Rosh Hashanah Yachid? I'm sorry to ask
that. Oh, because that's on Vav, right? Amud Yud, Ruch of Dalad, is, I'm sorry, that's the same thing as Vav, as on Vav. Choretz Shu Amud Yud, Ruch of Dalad, V'chein Gedesh Shu Gavo Yud, Ruch of Dalad, and also included in that case is the Amud. Okay, it's not mentioned over there, but it's the same thing. And later, other places, many other places, the Gemara mentions that. But that's a din, that's a halacha in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. In other words, what's telling you over here would seem is telling you that even though I know the dinim of Rosh Hashanah Yachid and I know the dinim of Rosh Hashanah Rabim, there's another fact I need to know that I wouldn't know other than from this statement. Right? But if there's no need for Rav Sheshes to tell me when a Karmelis becomes a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's no longer Karmelis.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Go ahead.
Haka Amar.
Oh, so maybe you'll say, talking about something that's less than four. So now it's not going to come under the definition of a Rosh Hashanah. Right. So maybe now I don't know what it is. Now I don't know what it is. Right? Go ahead.
Haka Amar in Karmas, because me Arba.
So then it can't be saying that the Omud itself is a Carmelis under 10. Then the other side doesn't make sense. Can't say under 10 it's a Carmelis, because that's the first din. It has to be 4 by 4. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. So up to now he hasn't been talking about it. Up to now he's just been talking about the Omud in abstract. Right. It doesn't really matter where it is. Just proving from the case of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that's the full definition of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Right. So up to now, you've just been talking about the dimensions of an Amud. Maybe you'll say it's talking about an Amud. It can't be, because an Amud becomes Rosh Hashanah Yachid when it's higher than 10 and 4 by 4, and that you see even by Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so that's a clear, definite definition of an Amud. That's 4 by 4 and 10 Tefachim.
Right.
Right. And it can't be talking about less than 4 because it's not a Karmelis. But maybe you'll say, what? He has some sort of funny case. That maybe you'll say that really it's talking about an Amud that's less than 4 by 4. Right? But we said less than 4 by 4 is not a Karmelis. So where is it? It's in a Karmelis. Okay? It's in a Karmelis.
So before we were saying it wasn't in Karmelis?
What?
Before we were saying...
Before we were talking about just the requirements of the Carmelis in its own right.
Oh, right. Okay.
Right?
Right.
The requirements of a Carmelis in its own right. But now maybe we'll say a different din. That it's not telling you that what? It's not telling you...
It's not an actual Carmelis.
It's not telling you the definitions of the Carmelis. It's not telling you the shiurim of a Carmelis. But it's telling you that what? That if you have an object... That's less than 3 tefachim. That's less than 4 tefachim wide, right? Then, and it's in a Carmelis. Then up to 10 it has the same Carmelis, and above 10 it's Malkum Patur, right?
Right.
Okay, go ahead. Now, why doesn't that one work?
Oh,
because if it's 4 by 4, then it falls under the category of Shusay Yachid. Then the second part doesn't make sense. Yeah, but the whole statement doesn't make sense. Ad asara doesn't make sense. What does he mean to say it's limited by 10 tefachim? The limitation is 10 tefachim. Of course the limitation is 10 tefachim.
I mean, even this pshat would agree. It wouldn't be saying that. Because, I mean, that would be part of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
Because that would be part of the Rosh Hashanah. That's right. Then all you have to say is, dalet al dalet is a karmelis. And, of course, when it becomes Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's not a karmelis anymore. What do you need to add this for? Go ahead.
The Kavan, the Les Be Dalet, have a shame karmelis. Have a shame of your karmelis.
All of. Okay.
Right.
So strange din that what? That maybe you'll say it's an Omud that's less than 4 by 4. Okay. But it's in a karmelis. Right? So maybe you'll say that's what Rav Sheish is telling you. That's what Rav Sheish is telling you, that when you have an Omud less than 4 by 4 and it's in a Carmelis, then up to 10 Tefachim it'll have the shame of your Carmelis on top of it. Right? And after 10 Tefachim it becomes Malkum Patur. Right? Good.
Im Kain Metzinu Chomer B'Carmelis Mershus Rabim.
But this comes a different problem. A different problem comes now. And now it's going to turn out, if this din is true, that a Carmelis is more chomor than a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Why?
Because
if this Amud that's less than 4 by 4 and under 10 Tefachim were in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, what would the din be? It'd be Malkum Patur. And what would that? And what would the halacha be then? It's bottle. Then you'd be allowed to take from that amud to either Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
When he says it's bottle, right? That's just in general what a makom.
That's makom apparently how he's defining makom b'tura, uh-huh, right?
Okay.
The Rashba defined it. Rashba is maskana.
The Rashba also says it. He says that it's butthole.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Va'anan amrinan bishmasin dehai.
We say it in the Gemara. That what?
Bishmasin dehai tofeses ad yud mekuler shesravim hu.
But we said later on, you saw the Gemara, that this din of Tofesis Adasara is a kula of Rosh Hashanah. Did you see the Gemara?
No.
Oh, no? Oh, you're supposed to see the Gemara. Hilkach lo misukma elabavir. All right, let's take a look at the Gemara. Skip this Shmuel part. So it says like this. On the top of Zayin on Beis. It says like this. Ella a karmelis. Once Shmuel was also talking about the karmelis. Dein karmelis lamala meyud. Okay. Now it's like this. V'ikilu bara bonan mikule rishus hayachid u mikule rishus harabim. That a karmelis, the chachamim gave it the kulas of a rishus hayachid and the kulas of rishus harabim. The karmelis has kulas of both. Okay. Mikule rishus hayachid. What's the kula of hayachid that it has? The ii kamokom arba hu davi karmelis. V'ilo makom patur ba'almo. So it has the kula of a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. How? That just like a Rosh Hashanah Yachid needs dalet al dalet to be a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so too a Karmelis needs dalet al dalet to be a Karmelis.
How is that a kula of Rosh Hashanah?
Rosh Hashanah Rabbim doesn't require that.
That's a good question. Rosh Hashanah Rabbim has to be 16 hours wide. Right. But they don't want to give it that kula.
So, I don't understand Levi's question. Why is that a kula?
Oh, because kula means that you're not going to be chayev. So the karmelis that's less than four is not a karmelis. It's a makom patur. So that's a kula.
Okay.
Oh, applying that it has to be dollar to a karmelis is a kula.
Right.
Not that Rishus Yachin has a kula.
No, right. That they took, the Chachamim took.
The halacha assumption.
They took Rishus Yachid, and they took Rishus Rabim, and they applied a kula of Rishus Yachid to karmelis, and they applied a kula of Rishus Rabim to karmelis.
I don't know why they call it kula. It seems
good
like
question.
It's machmir.
No, why is it machmir?
Because it's easier to be to create a karmelis than it is to create
like
a
Rishus Rabim. That's not what it means.
Right,
exactly.
Kula always means in terms of person. In terms of how many Isurim. Is it minimal? Is it making less Yisurim or
get
more
Yisurim? It means to
yes, that will make more Yisurim because it will make more Karmelis. Because I can have a Karmelis by just Dalet al Dalet and I don't need 16.
No. But to say that they're taking this Kula of Rosh Hashanah Yachid and applying it here.
It's not a Kula.
Whatever you would imagine.
It's not the greatest Kula they could possibly think
right.
of.
But 50 Amos.
It's a Kula of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
Oh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. And also, what? And Mikule Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And they also gave it the kula of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Why? The Ad Yud Tfachim Hu Dehavi Karmelis. The Rosh Hashanah Yachid is Ola Al Rakia. Right? And Rosh Hashanah Rabbim stops at 10. So when they're defining the Avir, right, they gave it a Kula of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That the Avir, like the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, only goes to 10. Lamalam Yutvachim lo havi karmelis. Oh, let's think of Rashi, just like this.
What is it then?
Makom patur. So he says, V'ikilu barabon. You see this? The Rashi over there? Le'el koi. Going back, Rashi's learning, Ikilu Barabonan is going back to what? To Rav Dimi Rav Sheshes. Okay? Back to the original statements. Ki also Rav Dimi, Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Karmelis Chukusa Me'arba. So that was Rav Dimi, in the name of Yochanan, that Karmelis the Karmelis has to be no less than four. Karmelis is not less than four. That's one. And Rav Sheshes is Tofesis Ad Asara. So that's the kulas of Rav Dimi. That's what Rav Sheshes and Rav Dimi were telling you. Right? That's exactly what those two statements were saying. The ikilu bo rabbonan bekarmelus. Ho will be yisur midivrehem ikilu bo. It's funny Rashi. I mean, it's a funny way to put it, isn't it? They were makel in the karmelus. Since the whole issur of karmelus is the rabbonan, they were makel in it. What do you mean they were makel? The whole issur is their own issur. Not like they took something and they made a kula in it.
It didn't exist.
The whole thing's a chumrah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But he's saying that's what Rav Dimi and Rav Sheshes were saying. They were coming to tell you, Rav Dimi was saying it has the kula of Rosh HaYachid. And Rav Sheshes was saying it has the kula of Rosh HaRabim. So what does it mean? Let's see Rashi continue. He says, Mikuli Rosh HaYachid versus HaRabim. Rav Dimi, I don't know why he cuts out Rav Yochanan, but he says Rav Dimi Ashma Inan Mikule Rishus HaYochid, that the Karmelis has a Kula from Rishus HaYochid. That what? Ki Hechi De Rishus HaYochid Leisei Pochus Me Rochav Dalid, just like a Rishus HaYochid doesn't have less than the width of Dalid. Vamachnes Me Rishus HaYochid Mirushus Rabim Olav Potter. So what does that mean? That if I had a Rishus HaYochid, I had what? I had Mechitzas 10 Tfachim high, right? Around an area that's less than Dalid al Dalid, right? Then what? It would not be a Rishus HaYochid. Right? It would not be Rishus HaYachid. So, Karmelis Nami Lohavi. So if I had a Rishus HaYachid that was less than Dalit al Dalit, it would not be Rishus HaYachid. Correct? Something illogical in that statement, I understand. But so too, when they're defining a karmelis, they say less than dalit al dalit is also not a karmelis, right? Just like it's not a rishus hayochid less than dalit al dalit, it's also not a karmelis less than dalit al dalit. Okay. Umutel chatchilu lahachnas merishus rabim merishus yochid olav. The Rav Sheshes Ashma Inan the Mikule Rishus HaRabim Nami Ikilu Allah. They also gave it a kula of the Rishus HaRabim, namely De'ena Tofeses Be'avir L'mala Meyud Kirishus HaYachid, that it's not like a Rishus HaYachid, which is Tofeses L'mala Meyud Ela L'mata Meyud Kitoras Rishus HaRabim. Something confusing about this whole thing, right? Something doesn't sit right. I mean, your question is good also, that that it's much more, it's still much more chomer than the Rosh HaRabim, right? But what does he mean to say? He means to say like this. What he means to say is like this, basically, I think, that you have the two, Rishuyos, right? Rosh HaYachid and the Rosh HaRabim. And now, you want to construct this third Rishus, which is Karmelis, right? You want to construct this third Rishus, Karmelis. So the Karmelis is going to lacks the qualifications of either Rishus, correct? So let's take Rishus HaYachid. So Rishus HaYachid has two requirements. It has Mechitzos of Yud, correct, and Dalet al Dalet. Now Karmelis by definition is going to be missing one of those, otherwise it would be Rishus HaYachid, right? So they could have said even if it's missing Dalet al Dalet, it's a Karmelis. In other words, they could have said like this, that it's a Karmelis if it's missing either one. If it's Dalet al Dalet, but it doesn't have Mechitzos of Yud, it's Karmelis. And if it has mechitzas of yud, but it's not dalet al dalet, it's also karmelis. Right? Because each one has a quality of the rishus yachid. Correct?
So they took the one that's more mekel.
So what did they do? They gave it, they took the one that's more mekel. Yeah. How is that? Is that right? Well, it's just not practical to say that what?
Well, there is more mekel, because there's a greater requirement in order to turn it into a place of Israel, right? It has to be 4 by 4. In order for this Rabban to come out.
It has to be at least 4 by 4 in order for this Rabban to come out. Why is that more mekel than saying that,
not
a
fence around it?
That no mechitzas is not a karmelis. That would be more mekel.
Yeah.
I mean, but that would just, that they couldn't do. I mean, that would lose the whole, you hardly have any cases. All karmelis would only be 10 tefachim high mechitzas with less than 3 by 3.
Or
a 4 by 4.
So it took the more machmir mekel from
Whoa.
In other words, it has to maintain. It can't require dalet. You can't require mechitzas of dalet al dalet. You can't require mechitzas of 10 tefachim to have a karmelis, because then you'd only have one case if it's less than 4 by 4. That'd be ridiculous.
And only one case is 4 by 4.
Because otherwise, it's just yachid.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Right.
In other words, there are two requirements. Karmelis can't have both. Otherwise, it's just yachid. So if you're going to insist on mechitzas of yud, right, then the only way to have a karmelis is to say that it's less than dalet al dalet. Right? Yeah. So you obviously have to dispense with the mechitzos. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't also have to limit it by dalet al dalet.
It could
be less than dalet al dalet too. They could have redefined the whole thing. Said because of Rishus HaYachid, right, we're going to create a new Rishus of Karmelis, right, and we're going to say an area that doesn't have dalet, that doesn't have mechitzos, right, that doesn't have mechitzos yud, is a Karmelis,
regardless of the width.
Doesn't have to be a Makom Patur, right? They could have done away with that requirement too, right? But they kept that kula of dalet al dalet, meaning to say, what did they do? They kept the requirement of the Rishus HaYachid. They kept the minimal requirement of Rishus HaYachid in terms of shear, right? And they said that if it's lacking mechitzos, then it's a karmelis. But if it doesn't even have dalet al dalet, it's not a karmelis at all. Where did that din come from? That if it's less than dalet al dalet, it's not a karmelis. That comes from Rishus HaYachid. Right? That comes from Rishus HaYachid. Okay? Where else is it going to come from? That comes from Rishus HaYachid. Now, what else do we do? Now, we also said like this, that now that we have the meets and bounds, right, of a karmelis, how high does the karmelis go? Right? They just left it like a rishus hayachid without the mechitzos, right? So then I could say that just like a rishus hayachid goes ad l'rakia, the karmelis also goes ad l'rakia. But they knocked out Ad L'Rakia and they gave it the kula of Rosh Hashanah. In other words, when they were constructing Karmelis, he's saying, they picked features of each. They picked the feature of Rishus HaYachid, that it has to have a Mokom Choshev, right? And they picked the feature of Rishus HaRabim, that it's only Ola Adarak, that it's only Ola up to 10 Tvachim. Correct? And that's how they came, that's how they constructed Karmelis. In other words, let me put it this way.
Isn't saying, since even though they created a Makom Isser, but they limited that Makom Isser. Even though they created an additional Makom Isser, but they limited it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me, one second. In other words, take the requirement of Dalad al Dalad by Rosh Hashanah Yachid, right? That's different than the requirement of Mechitzos Yud. Why? Because Mechitzos Yud prevent, the Mechitzos of Yud give it the quality of being private, right? No matter how small the area is, the Mechitzos of Yud still function the same way, right? That's why Rashi says that if you had a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, ki hechi de Rosh Hashanah Yochid leisei pachas midat mirochav dalid, v'amachnes mirosh Hashanah Rabim, olav's potter. What does it mean, olav? What does it mean, machnes olav? It means if you had the qualities of private by yud tvachim, right?
Mm-hmm.
But since it's smaller, right? Even though it's just as private, correct? But if it's smaller than Dalad al Dalad, you're Potter. Right? Because it's... That's right, because it requires a certain chashivas of the Makom. The requirement of Yud Tfachim and Dalad al Dalad are different types of requirements. Right? Dalad Yud Tfachim is really what gives it the quality. What qualifies the area? What makes this area different from other areas? The fact that it's separated by a barrier of 10. Right?
But Dalad is just to give it a shame of an area altogether.
That's right. But Dalad is just a certain... What's that? It's an underlying thing. That it has to have a certain chashiva as a makom. But that's not telling you the type of chashivas. That's not telling you the type of makom it is, right? So they're saying there's a minimal requirement of a makom that's chashuv. So they took that requirement and they applied it to karmelis as well.
But why don't you say according to that it's just impossible for the rabbanim to formulate a new rishus that's less than four? Because you see, you always need dalit. Like, that's a din of an area. How could they have formulated it as less than four? It's not a kula. It's just...
Well, because there are
rabbanim
who have
just made their own things. But they have a right to do that, to say that three tefachim is like an area, even though
they could do that. But now, what about Rosh Hashanah Rabim? Now, what about Rosh Hashanah Rabim? What is the kula of Tofesis Adasara? What's the kula of Tofesis Adasara?
If it's
higher than 10, right. That's correct. See, when Rashi says the kula of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, right, he just is referring to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But when he talks about the kula of Tefes Sarasara, he says, as opposed to the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's like the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. By Tefes Sarasara, there are two paradigms. There's the Avir of Rosh Hashanah Rabim and the Avir of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. They had to decide which Avir is it going to have. Right? But by the Dalad al Dalad, it wasn't like they were makel, they took the Rishus HaYachid versus the Rishus HaRavim side, correct? It wasn't that they took the Rishus HaRavim, that they took the Rishus HaRavim as opposed to Rishus HaYachid. Or they took the Rishus HaYachid by the Avir, they took Rishus HaRavim versus the Rishus HaYachid. That makes more sense. There was, there were two things that they're drawing from. They're drawing from two sources, Rabim and Yachid, and they took the easier one.
Right.
They took the lighter one. But you can't say that by Dalet al Dalet,
right?
Because Rishus HaRabim is has to be 16 amos wide. So you say, well, there were two areas that they could have, right? They took that what? Then instead of saying less than 16 amos wide is not a karmelis, they were more makel and they said less than 4 amos wide is not a karmelis. Of course, it doesn't make any sense, right? So that's why, on the dalet al dalet, you can't say they took the more makel of the two shiurim, right? Because the more makel is the Rishus HaRavim too. To say it has a higher threshold, we're going to pick for it the highest threshold of becoming a Rishus. So which threshold should we take? Dalet or Tezvav? Tezayin, right? So obviously you can't say they were makel by the dalet al dalet in the same way we're saying they were makel by the yud. That's why Rashi doesn't mention the Rishus HaRavim in the first case, right? But what's the difference? I mean, it's just a difficult.
There is a requirement to 4, and that less than 4, it won't be it.
In itself, it's cool.
That itself is a cool.
As opposed to no.
Correct. Isn't that strange? It's a strange setup. It's not really symmetrical.
Right.
They took a kula of the Rishus HaYachid for one side, right? And then the other side, they took of the two the more makel one.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? But you can't say that by the first side. You can't say they took of the two the more makel one, because it's definitely more of a kula to say that it has to be 60 amos wide.
Aren't those the two measurements, the Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRavim? I mean, they're qualitatively different.
Okay.
Like, by the Rishus HaRavim, that measurement is like what the walls are to Rishus HaYachid.
Oh, okay, good.
It's what makes it that area. So you can't compare two things that the shear operates in a qualitatively different way, and say that they're picking this one as opposed to that one. Just not. They don't exist in the same realm.
That's correct. That's right. In other words, the shear of 16 amos is part of the function of Drichas HaRavim, right? That's part of the very idea that the Rabbim are Dorech there. That's part of the that's part of what allows it to function as a path of the Rabbim, right? But private doesn't go by the size. The privacy comes purely from the walls. That was the function of the Rabbim comes from the size. The fact that it's Drichas HaRavim comes from the Rabbim simply can't be Doreis on a narrow path. So if you say the Rishus HaRavim is the place that's Mukhan for traffic, then the shear over there is part of the very function. Right? So of course you can't say that, you wouldn't take that quality for the Karmelis, right? Because that's a quality that comes from the very idea. It's not applicable over here. Because you're not trying to make a Karmelis does not have the quality of Drisus or HaRavim. That's not really a shear. That's not the same kind of a shear. That's a different kind of a shear. That's a shear in terms of the intrinsic concept. That's part of the very concept of the Rishus HaRavim. It's not a precondition. It's not a condition, right? Whereas Rishus HaYachid, the mechitzos are the quality, like Levi's saying. The analogy is the walls are to the walls of Rishus HaYachid are to the size of the Rishus HaRavim. They're analogous to the size of the Rishus HaRavim, but the size of the Rishus HaYachid, that's a separate din. Right? That's a separate din. Because in fact, there are a lot of places that are less than 4x4, which we see are considered chashuv. A lot of cases, you give me machshav amakom, less than 4x4. Right? So...
Are you saying it would make sense to apply the dimensions of Rosh Hashanah?
No, it wouldn't make sense.
Because then you're saying a karmel has to like positively have qualities of Rosh Hashanah.
You can't just borrow that. You can't take that as an entity right. apart from the very definition.
Right. And the whole thing is dricha of the rabbi.
That's so right.
You're taking it abstract and just closing
right.
it. It doesn't apply.
But there is a kula. But by Rosh Hashanah, there does exist a kula because it's somewhat of an extraneous requirement.
Right.
You know
like
I mean?
The underlying thing that mechitos qualify that thing.
Right. That's right. So by Rosh Hashayachid, they took the only kula of size that was available.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Say last sentence.
The only kula of size that's available is a size that's extraneous to the very definition of the thing. Right. So by Rosh Sarabim, the size of Tes Zayin Amma is you don't get that arbitrarily. That comes from the function of traffic. Traffic simply won't flow properly unless there's a certain size for the traffic to go through. So you can't say there's two things. There's the size. You can't say there's really Drisa Sarabim, and then they have a requirement of 60 amas. No, that's one and the same thing. That's one and the same. Right? So you can't say that it's just a kula. You can't say it's just an extraneous requirement that it has to be this big. Right? That would be like saying that the machitzas of 10 is really just an extraneous requirement to Rosh Hashanah. No, that is the definition. But the fact that the Rosh Hashanah has to have a dimension within it of four tvachim, that is simply a separate din. So you can take from the rishus something that's not essential to the rishus, and say I'm going to take this as a kula.
The ten is also not essential to rishus and rishus rabim.
The ten of rishus rabim. What's that? So by ikilu when it says that they gave it the kula of rishus hayachid. That's not as opposed to taking the Rosh Hashanah, because there's nothing equal on the other side. There's nothing available on the other side. There's nothing analogous to the Dalad al Dalad by the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah.
Because
the only shear is part of the definition.
Right.
Right? But by Rosh Hashanah, there's a shear that's not part of its definition. You know what I mean, Jeremy? Is that the sheer of Dalal al Dalal doesn't make it private,
right?
But the sheer of Tes Zayin does make it Drisa Zerab. Okay, but when it comes to the height of the area, then they're equal. Then they're equal. So you can choose one over the other. Okay, now hold on. Now Rashi is saying a funny thing though. Rashi is saying a funny thing.
How about the height? What's the shear of the height?
Oh, so now we have two. So the shear of the height is very different than the shear of the. The shear of the height is really the height doesn't make it.
All
right. Right. The height is just an accident. Right. Like once you have the thing, now we want to know how high does it go. So now that's not essential to either one. Right. So now I can say, in terms of the dimensions, I took the kula of the shusai yachid. And in terms of its effect, we took the in terms of the effect of the rishus, we took it has the effect of the rishus rab, so it only goes up to 10. It doesn't have the effect of rishus yachid, which goes infinitely high, right? But you can compare the two. You can compare the two. They're both simply questions of once I have the right dimensions, how high does it affect the area above it? So they both have that equally. One has a higher, one goes, one is unlimited and one is limited. So they took the limited effect. Okay? But Rashi has a funny thing now.
Why did they take things that weren't essential to the definition? Why did they do that? Is there an answer to that?
Because I'm saying you can't say that it's a kula. You can't call that a kula that you can apply to the karmelist to say that it's not. That was a rishus a rabim. You can't take that dimension. That dimension is not an entity in its own right that you can apply to the rishus to the karmelist. That's just saying that the karmelist doesn't have to be drishus a rabim. You know what I'm saying? Of course the karmelist doesn't have to be drishus a rabim. That's what it is. Can't say, and on top of that, I'm going to give it another kula. That it doesn't have to be, that it has to be at least Tezayin wide. Right? That would be saying that it has to be Drishas HaRabim. That would be like a contradictory thing. And you can't say it doesn't have to be Drishas HaRabim, and then take the very requirement of Drishas HaRabim and apply it to it. Right? Once you're getting rid of Drishas HaRabim, then that whole idea of Tes Zion is not an entity that you can. It's not a separate entity.
Like saying but ocean the, to be a karmelist has to be Tes Zion out.
Right, but once you remove the but with the Rishus Yachid, there's two things. There's that it doesn't have to be private, but then there's another requirement that it has a certain dimension. So I can say it doesn't have to be private. It's not like Rishus Yachid that it has to be private. Right, doesn't have to be private, but the extraneous requirement of dalad that also applied to rishus yachid we can apply it here too. But you can't say that by rishus rabim. You can't say it doesn't have to be rishus rabim and the extraneous requirement. There was no extraneous requirement. Right, it's not a separable entity. But what Rashi does is a strange thing. Rashi says now like this. He says. So plain pshat is you would just say that the question is how high is the effect, right? Like we're saying that there's two rishios, yachid and rabim, and each one affects its avir in a different way, right? But now Rashi is applying this to the case of the amud that's less than three in the karmas, right? You see the Ran.
Yeah.
Right, so the Ran says it's true that Rosh Hashanah it's true that a karmelist is only goes the avir of a karmelist only goes up to 10 tefachim, right? Mm-hmm. But he says if you had an amud that's less than 3x3 in the karmelist, it's true if it was in Rosh Hashanah it would be makom patur,
right?
But in the karmelist he says motzah min is mino v'niro. What does that mean? It means to say that what that the top of that amud would be a karmelist. Why? It's mistari, of course. Because really, the amud that's less than 3x3, as long as it's not 10 tefachim high, really would qualify as a karmelist. Conceptually, it's like a karmelist. The other thing is, it's lacking this shear of dalad al dalad, which is an extraneous idea, right? The shear of dalad al dalad is an extraneous idea. It's not the thing itself. So we can say it'll be mitzaref to the thing that has the shear. Right? That's the case in Erevin. It's a little bit of a confusing case, but it says, you saw the case, under the lechi, under the, if you have two lechis, you have an area between the lechis, what definition does that have? Can you bring stuff into that area or out of it? So the Gemara wants to say that if outside the mavoi is just a rabim, then you can. If you have an alleyway that's less than dalad, that's less than dalad wide, right? It's less than dalad wide, so it's not going to be a karmelist on its own right. So the Gemara wants, so I think his Rava wants to say over there if it's a budding or karmelist, then it gets dragged along with the shame of the karmelist that it's a budding. But if it's adjacent to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, then it's a makom patur, right? Why?
Because adjacent to a little different, aren't they?
It has to be, because Rashi knows that Gemara too. But it's that's where the phrase comes from, in regard to this type of area. That he's saying is a difference. So Rashi is saying that the Ran is saying he's not addressing Rashi's question directly. But he's saying that there's a difference between how a thing acts when it's in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, how a thing acts vis-a-vis Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and how a thing acts vis-a-vis another Karmelist. Right? That's the Gemara in Erevin. That if it's against the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then it's a Mokum Patur. But if it's against the Karmelist, the Gemara says Motza Minas Mina V'Niro. Right? That's because that expression, you know, like by Kashas, right? By Treif. If the first shear, you don't say, let's say you have a Shishim, right? So you don't say, keep dropping in Shishim. Let's say you have 60 measures of something kosher, and you drop in one measure of Treif. So it's Batel, right? But now I don't say, if I drop in another piece of Treif, that it's 61-1. Because the first one became kosher. So now it's 61-1. No, I say, the one I dropped in already finds the new one, they join forces and it becomes 60-2. Right?
It's an ally?
It's an ally. Motzah minas mino. Motzah minas mino.
Reinforcements.
That's it.
That's machlokas, right?
Well, it's a complicated area, yeah. I mean, if there's Tom, then everybody agrees. But if you had like a Min Bimino, and it's, you know, So that's the Ron's argument, and it's a good argument, right? It's a good argument. What's hard to understand is Rashi, how he's disproving that. He's disproving it by like a technical thing over here, saying since it said that ad yud tvachim, that tofes ad yud, we get from is a kula from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it can't possibly result in anything more chumer than Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Why not? That's not what it's saying. All it's saying is that it has avir like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Now, of course, if this thing was in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it wouldn't be Matzah Minas Mino. But since it's in the Karmelis, it's Matzah Minas Mino. Why is that a contradiction to the... why is that impossible? The Gemara is not saying that because it comes from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, I mean, the plain shot is not like Rashi. It's not saying because it comes from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it can't have any result worse than Rosh Hashanah Rabbim itself. It's just saying we want to know there are two ways of setting it up. There are two paradigms of Avir. We choose for a Karmelist the Avir like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's all. Not that every halacha of Avir Rosh Hashanah Rabbim has to apply here, to the extent that if this Avir was Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, this would be Makom Patur. This also has to be Makom Patur. This is a funny... So you want me to call it the case or the slavey?
It sounds like you're saying that the Gemara thing that it has a cooler from Rosh Hashanah Yachid and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim isn't just like accidental.
Right.
It's like some concept there that he's trying to get at. Which is why he says that it's more encompassing.
I mean, just the most obvious distinction, I don't know what it's significant, is that the cases of Matzah Mino in New York is that both things on their own are lacking the identity of Karmelis, but they can, through the human stars of each other, they can create an entity, it can become like an entity of carmelis.
Are both things lacking?
But here, it's like the case between the lechis, right?
Right.
They're both less than dollar or whatever, right? So they're not carmelis.
Between the lechis. But the other thing between is the full carmelis. The thing outside is the full carmelis.
And that's what the...
Oh, it's a budding of full carmelis?
Oh, yeah, it's not like my case with the Isser. That's why it's a little different than my case with the Isser.
Right.
In my case with the Isser, each one on its own wouldn't make shishim. But, I'll just give you the more common, that's the more common place where you hear that rule. But one second. Let me ask you a simple question. What if you had a Rishus HaYachid? Full-blown Rishus HaYachid. Right, and in it you had an omud that's less than 3x3 and I don't know, a few tefachim high.
It's part of, it's not a shusiyachid.
It's obviously a shusiyachid, right? Yeah. Why? Why do you say it's
like
mokum patur? In the rishus rabbim, it's a mokum patur, and in the rishus yachid, we wouldn't say that. I mean, it's...
You mean it's like four tefachim high, you mean?
Right.
Well, I mean, the only reason why it's not part of Rishus Rabbim is because it removes it from the function of Rishus Rabbim, right? There's no idea... The only idea in Rishus Yachid is that it's enclosed, right? That it's private. That
right.
It's not going to be changed by its elevation.
Right. No, it's because it still is...
In the enclosure.
Right.
I'm just wrong. You need every single spot to be part of the drisos.
No, that's the difference between private and public, right? In other words, everything that's in the enclosure is fully enclosed. You don't say that if I have an enclosure and inside of it I have something that's a little bit separated from the ground, it's not part of the enclosure.
Right.
Of course it is. It might not be part of this particular piece of the ground, but everything inside the enclosure is equally enclosed, right? Might be a question of, did I do a hanach on a mokum dalar al dalar? Okay, that question might arise. If you have an omud 3x3 in the rishus yachid above 3 tefachim, you might say I didn't do a hanach on a mokum dalar al dalar. But it was vada in rishus yachid, right? Because in terms of looking at exclusion, it doesn't have to be excluded on its own right, right? It's excluded by the walls. So it's true it on its own right wouldn't qualify as its own Rosh Hashayachid because it's not elevated from its surroundings by Dalad by 10 Tvachim, or then it's not 4x4. That's good when you're in the middle of Rosh Hashayachid. And everything is open. It has to get its own din of Rosh Hashayachid. But here, it gets the enclosure from the walls, right? But by Rishus HaYach and by Rishus Rabbim, it's the opposite. It has to get it from itself. Because you're going from open to separated. Right? Yeah. So I think that's what Rashi's trying to say over here. That to say that the top of the Omud, that's 3x3, below 10 tefachim, is going to have on it the shame of the avir that's around it, right? Would be treating that avir below 10 like the avir of Rishus Yachid. Right? Huh?
Say it again.
No, it's back to my original case. You could say if you have a Rosh Hashayachid and you have an omud inside the Rosh Hashayachid,
right.
So you say, well, Rosh Hashayachid is olad rakia. All the avir in there is Rosh Hashayachid. So I don't care how high, how low,
right.
What you're on.
Right.
You always every
small.
Surface is covered by the avir of Rosh Hashayachid.
Right.
Right. Now, of course, the concept is because the avir is contained, and on the containment comes from the walls, and that is fills the entire thing. In a conceptual way. That's right. Right?
Yeah.
But the Rosh HaRabim doesn't have any... Let's go one more step back. But what does it mean that Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is Ola is just 10 Tfachim? Why is it just 10 Tfachim? Why? So we said once, why? Because
it's out of the reach of the
Rabbim.
Right.
In other words,
right.
So in a certain sense, the din of the Avir of Rosh Hashanah Yochid and the din of the Avir of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim are not just a question of how high they go.
They follow the very definition of that.
But they have their own character as well. The Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is Ola just 10 Tfachim, right? Because really it's the ground that's the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But if you are within the reach of the ground, right, then you're Mitzuraf to the Drisus Rabbim. You're within the reach of the drisa itself, of the darsim. You're within the reach of the rabbim who are doing their halicha. But the avir versus hayachid, it would seem, is ola adla rakia, because the whole, even the avir is considered enclosed. It's not because it's mitzuraf to karka that's enclosed. Because
it's
tziruf to the karka would seem to only go 10 tfachim high.
There's also delineation
of the avir as well. Right?
Yeah.
So that's why the Omud that's in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid and in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is very different. In the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, even the Davar Mesuyim that won't qualify as Rosh Hashanah Yochid is going to have the Avir of Rosh Hashanah Yochid, because it still is, the Avir above it is also enclosed by the walls. The Avir above that Davar Mesuyim is not getting its qualification from the Davar Mesuyim. Is getting its qualification from the mechitzos that are enclosing the whole avir. But in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, there's no qualification of avir per se. It all comes from the makom that it's above, right? So if the makom is elevated by four tefachim, and it's less than four tefachim in width, then that ground is differentiated, and the air above it will be differentiated as well, right? So now the question is, the karmelis. So what Rashi's saying is, if you're going to tell me that in a karmelis, when you have a davar mesuyim higher than three tefachim and less than 4x4, that its avir is going to have the shame of the karmelis, then you're in essence saying that the avir, although it's limited to 10, it acts just like the avir rishus yachid.
Contradictory.
Right? That although it's limited by 10, the way it exists is like an avir per se. He says, but that's not what the Gemara is saying. Once the Gemara chooses avir, it has to choose the whole character and quality of the avir. And if Rosh Hashanah Yochid, if they said it acts like the avir of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that means it only gets the shame avir from the ground beneath it. Right? You can't say that it gets the avir from the ground beneath it, but yet it's going to lap over an area that has a different ground beneath it.
Two different concepts of
avir.
Yeah.
Okay. Two different concepts of avir. Whereas apparently the Ran is learning, it's not that they took the whole concept of avir, they just limited it, they gave it that particular kula of its height, but it could still act like the avir versus the avir. That's the machlokes in Ran and Rashi. When they says they took the kula of 10, doesn't mean that they took the type of avir of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or does it just mean they limited its scope? They limited its height. But the quality could be the quality of a karmelis. It would have avir of a karmelis. It's its own idea. And it could function like Rosh Hashanah.
You
see
the case that there would be different, like an option between Ran and Rashi?
Yeah, when you have a karmelis, let's say you have an area fenced in by four tefachim,
right?
So, and within that karmelis, you have a four. Let's say it's fenced in by nine tefachim, right?
Mm-hmm.
And within that area, you have a little pillar. You have a table that's five tefachim off the ground. And less than 3x3 in width, right? What's the definition of the top of that table? Okay, It's a karmelis. The area is a karmelis. It has walls of nine tefachim.
Okay, fine.
Okay, and in the middle of the wall, there's a giant block that's four tefachim high, but less than 3x3 wide.
Okay.
Right? So Rashi says the top of that block must be a makom patur. Why? Because just like the avir of a rishus harabim, this has the avir of a rishus harabim. And in a rishus harabim would be makom patur. Right?
Right, okay.
So it can't be less than the Rishus HaRabim.
Okay.
Right? Since in a Rishus HaRabim, the Avir of the Rishus HaRabim wouldn't go over the Karmelis, it wouldn't go over this object, wouldn't say that the object, it would say the top of the object is the Makom Patur. Right? If this object were in a Rishus HaRabim, what would the top be? It would be Makom Patur. So Rashi is saying, since we say we're applying the Avir of Rishus Rabim, the din of Avir of Rishus Rabim to a Karmelis, then the top also has to be a Makom Patur, and here, in the Karmelis, has to be a Makom Patur. Otherwise, you're going to say it's more Chomer than a Rishus Rabim. Right? But the Ran says, that's true in the Rishus Rabim, it's a Makom Patur, because they're two different. They're so opposites. They're such opposites, they could never join forces. But in a Karmelis, this block is really a karmelis. It's just too small to be a karmelis, because it's less than 10 tefachim high, so it really qualifies as a karmelis. The only thing is, it's missing a requirement of a karmelis. It's not 4x4, right? So it'll be motzah min hazmino, and the avir above it, and it will become a karmelis too. The whole thing will become one karmelis, right? So we're saying, though, that would be a question of how you view the, when the Gemara says you apply the din of Ad Yud from Rosh Hashanah to a karmelis. Rashi means you're applying the underlying cause of that Ad Yud, which is that all the dinim of the Avir stem from the tashmish of the ground. And once the ground is differentiated from each other, because it's elevated by more than three tefachim, then you have to treat the avir of the omud different from the avir of the ground, because these two surfaces don't share the same function, right? And that's the din of Rishus HaRabim, that the din of the avir comes purely from the function of the ground, right? That's why it's only ad asara, right? It's not an entity of Avir. It's not like an enclosed entity of Avir, like Rosh Hashanah Yachid. The Avir that they gave it was that which is Mitzuraf to the ground below it. That the Avir that's Mitzuraf to the Rosh Hashanah Rabim has a din of Rosh Hashanah. How much does the Tziruf go? Ad Asara. But since this Avir is on top of an Amud, and the Amud is itself not a Karmelis, then it's not Mitzuraf to a Karmelis. Right? Just like the Avir gets the shame in the Rosh Hashanah by being the Tzuraf to the Rosh Hashanah, the Avir of the Karmelis gets the shame by being the Tzuraf to the Karmelis. But an Amud that's in a Karmelis is not a Karmelis. Right? So the Avir above it is not Tzuraf to the Karmelis. But the Ran is saying, no, the Avir really is like an entity. Just like Rosh Hashanah Yochid, the Avir is an entity. In the Karmelis, the Avir is an entity. The only thing is, they apply one kula from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and that is that entity is only goes up to 10. But just however, now that you have an entity of Avir, as long as you're not above that entity, you can say you're within it, and the whole area will have the share, all of the Avir on that Amud will have a share of will have the shame of Karmelis.
Are you saying the Ran is learning just the limitation of 10 by Rosh Hashanah Rabbim altogether as a different thing than we're actually
no.
doing it?
He's just saying that the application that they gave the kula, right, they just gave that quality.
Uh-huh. Doesn't have to come along with the whole character.
Doesn't have to come along with the whole character, right. That's what you could say. And it's no kasha by, and the lechi is no kasha to Rashi. Because that's not a din, that's just a din of the, that's the shear of the area itself. Those two areas are against each other.
Right.
So that's what the Gemara says. One of the Gemara's answers is that, well, I think the Gemara there says, but if that space between the lechis was three high, then it wouldn't be mitzvah to the karmelis that's outside of it. Then it would be its own rishus. You know what I mean?
What the space in the lechi was.
If there was a step, let's say in between the lechi was three high off the ground, you know what I mean? That would break the tziruf to the karmelis. Okay. So maybe we'll start the next thing when we get back. You want to take a look at it? Interesting case over there. I was on top of, maybe we'll skip the that thing that we were telling you the other day. Maybe we'll go to Zorak Kiveris. Question is, if you take a basket that itself would be a server, and you throw it into a rabbit.